Welcome to the conference. Please enter the conference ID followed by the pound key. Thank you. Guest ID accepted.
Hello. Hello, 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 hello.
The moderator has left the conference. Welcome to the Slow Millionaire Mastery Program. My name is Dominic A. Chiarella, coach and mentor, 7 of 7 best business and life strategies. Welcome to our East Coast, across the country to the West Coast, and welcome our Canadian entrepreneurs. Tonight's topic is going to be Module 2, the contract packet, and the parameter sheets. And afterwards, we're going to have mentoring with Q&A. We're going to be reviewing 2 of the following areas, the contract packet and the parameter sheets. These are part of the Millionaire Mastery Program, Mentoring with Dominic, and this program is the Snow Millionaire Mastery Intensive. As I said, the Snow Millionaire Mastery in Module 2, you have most of the work that you have is in your area, and reviewing the contract packet and reviewing the parameter sheet, there's a document in there, there's a video there. Please, it's vital that you work with it, and it's vital that before we go on to the lectures, to kind of review it. A lot of stuff is there, and I'm going to review it tonight to get you farther along on the way. So, let's start the ball rolling. The contract packet. Now, the contract packet is a packet that is linked to the sales department, and it has all the information of what was sold to the client. This contract packet is created by the sales department, and it is given to both production and accounting departments. And the two departments gain information from this contract packet. Now, most important, the whole kit and caboodle, all the information that was sold to the client is in this contract packet. The contract packet, there are many, many, many things that happen in the contract packet. The contract that's signed by the client that is in this packet. Estimate information. Now, estimate information were the work orders that went out, the photos, the all the work and processes. Some of the information that you have of information is talking to the client. Anything that has to do with materials and the cost, all this estimate is pertinent to stay within the contract packet. Because the future, when you go back to it and you have something similar to it, this is where you go back into the contract packet and say, oh, this is how I bid this information. This is the work that I had. Now, also in this is the correspondences. There's the qualification sheet that when they called in or how they got a hold of you. Any faxes, any kind of correspondences back and forth, emails, anything of that nature. Now, in this contract packet, of course, you're going to have labor, material, equipment, anything to do that has to do with production. And you're also going to have things that have to do with accounting, such as information about the client, where they are, phone numbers. All this is in the contract packet. Now, the production department needs information such as, I'd say, labor hours, materials, the amounts, the types. Is it salt? Is it something to do with a more or less materials that need to be on certain areas? Extras. Equipment. The production needs the hours. They need the material amounts. They do not need the dollar amounts. Likewise, the accounting department, what do they need? That is information about what work was sold to them. Accounting, more so than the production, needs information that is dollars and cents. What was sold, but what was dollar and cents? Let's face it, the accounting department is going to be doing something that work with, they need to bill. They need to invoice. So the information in this contract packet that's going to come out, that's going to go to the accounting, is dollar-oriented, as opposed to the production that needs how to get the job done, where the job is. So the one result, the most important result of the contract packet, is that each department has the right information to do their work. Now, how does one store this information? How does one keep this information in the areas that it needs to be in? There's a couple of ways. If you're a smaller company, you're going to probably have one contract packet. You're going to have one profile. If you're a larger corporation or a larger business and you have a larger production department in a separate office, well, you may want to have two of these packets made. And the reason will be simply that production needs their information, accounting needs their information, and there are times when you do not want either one looking at each other. The accounting department probably will have both of the information, but the production department may, in some instances, only have that information. So how do you store it? One way is a physical folder. And the physical folder, it's simple. You have a physical folder, you get a six-part folder, and you put all the information necessary in this folder. The first one could be a contact sheet, office information. The second part could be where you attach the signed contract. A third part could be where you put the estimate in the paperwork. The fourth, correspondences, and then you have some open invoices and closed invoices. One area, one document, and one folder. Now, if you have or happen to want to have only one, well, then you put the information that has to do with production of how and how to do the job, where the job is. But let's, for this conversation, let's just say that there's going to be two physical folders. The second physical folder will go in the production department. And this is the services sold. These are drawings, computer drawings of the sites, maps, site photos, even damage photos. This is where a physical folder will come. And the result of this physical is that all the needed information is in one place and easy accessible to the production department. It's also easy access to the accounting department. So I suggest if you're small and you do everything at once, well, you have one folder that has both information for accounting and for production. If you're larger, have two. The second part where you store this is, of course, on the computer. This is electronically. And this is where you have, as when you're connected to an iPad or your iPhone or an Android phone, this is the kind of stuff that you'll have for later on in the future that you have the information. It's exactly the same, only in an electronic form. You have the same things. You'd have a computer folder. For the smaller companies, you'd have one. For the larger companies, you'd have two. One for the accounting and one for production. In the accounting, you'd have the template, the information that you would use just for accounting. You'd have the billing addresses. You'd have the contact people. You'd have the addresses where you sold it. You'd have the email where you'd send the information. You'd have the proposal, the correspondences. Now, if you divide it up, you would want to probably have in different areas is the template would be the more production-oriented, the site, where you would be going, what you would be doing. That this is where the computer folders is optimal, okay? And it makes it easy for both to access it. You could access it hardware-wise, or you could do it by a physical manner. Everybody likes to do different ways. I, for one, like something physical when I'm on the job or talking to clients, or I like it when I'm having meetings. I like the physical folder. Other than that, is I like to be able to call up the information right on there. And plus, if you have it in electronic form, the proposals could easily be copied quickly into another proposal. Now, I reviewed a little bit of what the accounting information you'd have. The accounting information is all the contact information that you'd have for the addresses, such as the address of the billing information. You'd have the signed contract, you'd have the estimate, paperwork, the correspondences, and the open and close. Exactly the same thing that you would have, you would also have this electronically. The production department, you'd have the same things as you'd have the physical copy. It's, again, it's the contact sheets. It's the property address. It's the property phone numbers. It's the manager phone numbers. It's the information size, the how much sidewalk spaces there are, the photos of that. This is all to do with, again, the production. Now, I also included in this step-by-step program is two excellent templates. The first template that we have is a production client profile checklist. Now, when you use a client profile and you have this information, you have a template. And one of the things that help both office and production is have something where you have a checkoff. Here's something that has the client. Did you do the client profile? Did you do the computer setup? Did you make the parameter sheets? I have another one here that you come on, you continue some extras. Are there pre-season work orders? Are there post-season work orders? Are they made? Are the maps made? Are the maps drawn? Are the site pictures taking. It's just one way of going into this area. It is one way that you have that it's easily kept track. It's easily kept track of what you did to make sure these profiles are made. The second template in your area that you could download, and you just change the information to change the logo, is a contact sheet. Now, the contact sheet, two areas. Now, if you're one company, you'd want the two areas there. If you're a company that has two different departments, you'd probably want to separate this. And it's easily just to take this and delete part of it and use the other. Top part, you could see it's the client name, invoice address, billing contact, you know, phone numbers for the offices, emails for the offices, any special billing notes. These are things that happen that you need for the office. On the other side, you have the site address, much different than the actual. Could be the same. Most likely, it's going to be different. You have their numbers, the site managers. You have their phones, their cellular, and their emails and any special notes. You also have property information on there. So these are, if you have somebody that there's gate codes or there's assistant or they're, you know, the areas that the amount of sidewalk space. This thing is easily changed over. You download it and you just put the information on that you can do there. Two templates that truly help out with this area and help making you a contract packet. So the contract packet, just in summary, will have all the information necessary, either one for both production and accounting, or one for accounting and one for production. This information helps out your other departments. This is where sales takes the client, the production department, the client, the accounting department, to believe that you treat them like clients and give them the information needed to get their job done. Production wants to do a great job. They want to know what they're doing, when to do it, how to do it, what materials to use, who to speak to if there's trouble or a problem or an issue. Just as well as accounting wants to know what to bill, what to invoice to people, when the job's done, what are the dollar amounts, how much do I charge them, how much do I charge them for even extra work, all there. That's what a contract packet does. The next section is going to be parameter sheets. These still are part of the packet. And parameter sheets simply are going to be one sheet summaries. One sheet. And this is information that you extract, the sales department extracts this information from the signed contract. These sheets help both production, hence a production parameter sheet, and they help accounting, hence a accounting parameter sheet. The production needs to know what was sold, the information to do the work completely. You know, and let's face it, without this information from sales, the production department is hard. It has to go look for the information. It has to call the salesperson. It has to call the office. Or worse, it doesn't get the job done. Accounting. They need to know what was sold. They need the information to bill the work properly. And if there's extras, they must know this. Again, if they don't know this, what they have to do to get it, this is where your company could grow. Because if the accountant has the information, they don't have to go run around looking for this. They don't have to go to the boss man. They don't have to go to the owners. They don't have to ask the office. They don't have to go all around to figure out what they need. It makes it more effective. It makes it more efficient. And these two parameter sheets, they save time and effort, and that translates to money. Now, you'll find a lot of this interdepartmental communication issues, they just melt away when you have these two parameter sheets, part of the contract packet, but are given to the production department and given to accounting, and they have the information to do their work. It is immeasurable how much communication issues melt away. It's immeasurable how much time is saved not running around figuring out what was invoice, what was not invoice, what is extra, what are the amounts. And again, when the production crews are out, they know what's going on, and they're doing the job correctly, efficiently. Now we're working together as a team. Now, I'm just going to review some of the stuff here on the parameter sheets. There are one-sheet summary information. You extract this information from the contract, the signed contract. The production parameter sheet is what was sold in hours, material, and equipment, and the accounting parameter sheet is what was sold in dollar amount. In your area, I did a couple of things and gave these templates that you could use that you could easily convert to your system, putting your own logo on there, putting your own name, putting your own information. Here's a sample of something of a production parameter sheet, one sheet. As you can see, you could easily put your logo up there, just change it out quickly. You have your company name, address, and phone numbers. Client name, the client site, client hours of operation. Is it different during the week? Is it different on weekends? Is it open 24 hours? That's the information put on here. And then you have information on the lots, the sidewalks, the materials. Now, this sheet of paper, one sheet, gives all the information for the production department to give to their crews, talk to them, their crews, and they know exactly what's going on in every area. They know what's going on in the lot, from the front to the back, sides, if applicable, the sidewalk information, and then the materials for the lots of the sidewalk. The other is the second one is going to be the accounting parameter sheet. And again, I included another sheet, the account receivable parameter sheet, a little different. You're going to find on the top there, you're going to find the billing name or the company, attention to the billing address, the contact person for accounting, the description of the work, the required documents. If it's memorized, a transaction, sometimes you have seasonal work. It gives that information. It tells you what the first invoice date, the second invoice date. If not, it's the amount per invoice. There's things that you want to do is the descriptions. There are things of the method of invoicing, the type, how to submit it. Do you submit it by mail? Do you submit it by email? Do you submit it by fax? And to whom? And the addresses. Now, this may take the sales department a little time, but that little time, again, when the sales department treats not only the client as a client, and to get their job done, that what they sold the work to, this person in the sales or the sales department is going to also treat the accounting department with also like a client. They want to give them what they need to be happy, to be effective, to be successful. And the same thing to do in the production department. So I'd like to open it up to Q&A and if there's any questions, let me check out and see if there's anything on the phone. I have quite a few people on the phone here. And any questions? And again, thank you for the emails. And sometimes you would book an appointment and you get the information out and we talk about that. Let's look at the Q&A and see if all the information is there. Okay, I can refresh this. Beautiful. Okay. Alrighty here. Okay. Please remember now, next week, same time, same place, 7 p.m. Eastern, and we're going to go over the pre- and post-season work orders. It's module 2, and we could, you could be able to review that. There's, again, you can review the work that we have. You've got the videos, you have the documents, and also you have all the templates. If you give it a quick review, when I go over there, you'll have many more questions, and this is where we build the company, and this is where we build our business, and this is where we take it together. You could email me at Dominic at 77best.com. Could you come to my blog at 77best.com? And if you need to make an appointment on the replay button or during it, you'll see it's Book Dominic. You get a 15 minutes. You can just click it. It goes right to my calendar and opens up. And I want to leave with one last thing here. Systems run the company, and people run the systems. Well, I'd like to thank everybody who attended and took the time out to grow your business, to become better. I am available at all times through email, through bookings, to the phone, to Skype. So please, get a hold of me. I want to make you successful. I want to be able to help you get your business to another level and to make you the best that you can be. This is the Snow Millionaire Mastery Intensive. My name is Dominic Chiarella. Thank you very much, and good night.
The moderator has left the conference. The conference is now completed. Goodbye. Welcome to the conference. Please enter the conference ID, followed by the pound key. Thank you. Guest ID accepted.